This show is brought to you by the Maids Network. Want to get serious in your cleaning game? Join my group. It's one of the larger Facebook groups just for cleaning business owners. I look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, Shannon.
Hello. Long time no see.
How has your week been so far?
Oh my gosh, just craziness. That's my first get it done week. So we're getting it done.
Yay. And you're staying on task?
Staying on task, accomplishing a lot. It's fun, but it's their work. That's for sure. Getting it done.
I got back on my ADHD medicine. It's been like out of stock forever. And I'm like a crazy lady trying to run around and stay organized. And I'm back on it. And I'm like, I could get this done. This is organized. I got this down to a T, and my husband's happy and the world's happy. So I'm like, I'm getting stuff done too.
That's awesome. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Well, welcome everybody to Cleaning Business Life with Shannon and me, Kimberly Gonzalez. Thank you guys for joining us on your busy day. We have a fun podcast today.
La, 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 la. It's like Charlie Brown's la, teacher. La, la.
No, there's no alcohol in my water. We have a fun podcast to give to you guys today. And it's like when cleaning takes the wrong turns. I'm like, we know this all too well. So what happens when a cleaning takes the wrong turn? So Shannon, I know you've had this, and I'm sure you've got some funny stories. Like, you know, did this really happen when you've cleaned the wrong house? Has this happened to you before?
It has. It's actually, sometimes it even makes the national news. You don't want that kind of, I mean, any form of advertisement is great advertisement, but I don't know if you want that type of advertising for your cleaning business. And it's always amazing to me. What's most impressive is how many people leave their doors unlocked. Like the drawer,
hide a key under their mat, like the normal spot. Like,
right. It's like, wow, they just walked in and cleaned the house. Can you imagine coming home and having your house sparkly clean? And you're like, you call your husband or your significant other and say, oh my God, did you clean the house? They're like, no. And they're like, well, the house is really clean.
Is cleaning fairies really real?
The cleaning fairy showed up. Thank God.
I need more of those in my life.
Right. Where can you get the cleaning fairy to come all of the time? Right. So, and for free.
I know, right? Not paying anything. I'm like, man, my toilets look really clean.
So today we're talking about what happens when your cleaning tech or techs go to the wrong house, clean it, and don't clean the right house. It is a scenario that does come up probably once a year, not with me personally, but I hear things because I know a lot of cleaners. And you have to be able to handle it the right way. Some people still feel that they should be paid because their house got cleaned. You have to eat the money and, you know, send it off as a blessing to the universe and hope for the best, right? Because you, and if the local news catches it, it's a whole can of worms. What about you, Kim? Have you had that experience?
Luckily, no. I'm very thankful for that. For all the years that I've owned a cleaning company, I'm, knock on wood, very thankful. But if that did happen to me, I think I would kind of look at it like a blessing, because I've heard stories where they've gone and they've cleaned the wrong house, but then they ended up getting a new client because they loved it so much. So it can go both ways. It can kind of be a blessing.
Right.
But I'm lucky. I didn't happen. That's never happened to me. I'm very fortunate.
Usually. And I don't know why. It always ends up being a special circumstance. And the reason why they're having the house cleaned is because they're having guests arrive the next day, or they're having a party, or there's some sort of event. And then when they get home, they don't even get a chance when you answer the phone to get a word in edgewise, because they are hot. They're coming in hot and they're on fire, and they can't figure out why you're so incompetent. You're like, what's going on? And then when you reach out to your cleaning tech, they're like, yeah, I cleaned the house. What's the problem? And then you're like, you have to kind of, you know, did you clean the right house? What was the address that you cleaned? And they're like, it was the blue house, you know, da, 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 da. And you're like, well, this house is gray. Well, it looked blue. It just
the key said it was underneath the mat, and it was right there underneath the mat, the most normal spot for it.
Right. So you have to, you have to use some grace when these types of situations happen. There's been lots of questions over what should happen if you were to clean the wrong home. In my professional opinion, if your crew inadvertently cleans the wrong home, you still need to pay them. You don't need to punish them. They still worked really hard making that home sparkle, even though the items that were on your list were not in the home. and you're not going to charge that homeowner for the free cleaning that you gave them. And hopefully, if you are working remotely, your crew is smart enough to take before and afters, and you can at least get some advertisement value out of it. And that's a gray area, too, because you technically don't have permission because they didn't sign your paperwork. So use caution so you're not, like, ruffling the bedspread, so to speak, too much by the before and afters, right? Because I'm sure it's a stark contrast from having, you know, their house, because we all have different standards, right? Cleaning companies have different standards and homeowners on what is clean and how to clean them. So make sure that you are giving a lot of people grace. We haven't had it happen in a very long time. I want to say about 5 or 6 years ago, there were two cabins up in the mountains that looked exactly the same. So they were built by the same builder. They were the exact same color, and they were the exact same layout. So each cabin was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath with a loft. And you wouldn't have known any, I mean, they were built exactly the same. It could have been twins, like same coloring on the inside. I mean, you would have, the only difference was the fact that one driveway went over to the left and one went over to the right. I mean, the probability, I mean, that had to have been one in a million. So we ended up having to send over, because they were having a party the next day. So we were all out there at like 6 o'clock at night. Wow. trying to, and there were like 8 of us. We all went in there, and I went with them. We all went in there and we gave it a spiffy so that they could have their party the following day. And of course the neighbor was excited, and we did get them for regular service, and they would wave to the girls. Hey, thanks for cleaning my house. and it ended up being a good thing. So, you know how it goes.
Yeah. And I designed these a la carte cards. I think I told you, but I also designed these cards for when I did it with my business, for my cleaning company, and I left it. It was like a little note that we would always leave. Mm-hmm. So I'd like, it was a cute little card and it was branded, and I'd write like little notes, or our cleaners would write notes like, hey, thank you for letting us clean your house. We did this and we, you know, gave your dog fresh water, whatever, or played with them. And then on the back of it, it had our logo and it had our business information, like phone number and email address, like when to contact us, and web address. And so like when you have those and you leave those, if you happen to leave it at the wrong house, it's a good way to market and get another client, so they know how to contact you.
We used to leave magnets on the refrigerator, and that's usually how they tried to figure. They're like, did you leave that magnet there? And they're like, no. Did you leave the magnet there? Magnets sit on refrigerators for a lifespan of an average of 8 years. So if you are considering to go down that path and give it away as part as your onboarding package, it is a great way to market it, because it sits there for years before anyone does anything about it. And I love the card. It gives a little extra added touch, and the branding element plays into the whole thing. So your magnet and then the card and then anything else that you want to give away. I know some people actually leave like little, you know how when you sell a home and the real estate agent gives you this package of vendors that they like. I've seen that done as well. But obviously, you know, if you're cleaning the wrong house, you don't have to leave all of that stuff. But some
if you're leaving the wrong house. Yeah, but you never know. So like in the wrong house, you have that marketing put in place there, and they'll call me like, hey, did you guys clean our house on accident?
It's it's
you need to write that off too. Like, you know, if you did end up cleaning that house, that could be like, you know, write off. It was a gift.
Definitely. So have you ever had that happen with your crews when you were up and about doing your thing?
Just what?
Someone clean the wrong house?
No, I lucked out. I honestly just lucked out, like 100% like lucked out. I don't know how we lucked out, because I feel like it's supposed to happen in your business at least once. Mm-hmm. And out of the 6 years, it never happened. So I've dealt with other crazy things in my life with my cleaning business, but this was not one of them. So I'm like, thank goodness.
I remember the story, and you might recall it. It happened during COVID in 2020. And it was a cleaner who showed up at the wrong house and decided that they weren't going to really clean, that they drank all of the alcohol inside the house. Did you hear about that story?
Ooh,
So a cleaner, and this happened, I believe it was in New York City or one of the larger cities, and it was an apartment, a loft, one of those types of situations. And she walked right into this condo. It had great open spaces. It was absolutely beautiful. It had great city view, was up on an upper level. And the cleaner arrived at the wrong place and proceeded to clean and then realized that there was lots of alcohol because there was a full bar, and then took a little sippy here and a little sippy there. and drank so much she ended up passing out. And there were some awful pictures of her because the homeowner came home and she's, you know, got drool, and, you know, thankfully nothing bad happened. But she proceeded to get intoxicated at this house, didn't do any cleaning, and had, you know, made a mess. She made it was actually in worse condition than when she started. And
I told her a company.
I believe she was an independent company, you know, those cleaners. Mm-hmm. And maybe she got confused. I don't know. But she ended up in this person's house and they were not happy that she had drinking all of their alcohol and had a good old party by herself. But she, I guess, snacked throughout the day. She was there the whole day, snacked, entertained the dog. She had a bathrobe on. I'm sure she didn't arrive with a bathrobe. So I don't know. I don't even know if that story is still on the internet, but it was an interesting story. So if you end up finding it, please send over the link. I'd love to share it on the show notes, but it was pretty bad.
I know. And I'd love to hear your guys' story. So if you guys have cleaned the wrong houses, please like tag Shannon and I in the groups, you know, like we would love to just see these stories or hear them.
Yes.
I'm always fascinated since I never experienced it. I always love hearing everybody else's stories.
But that was her story. And then there was some sort of like they were going to sue for the use of the alcohol. And I don't remember what the end up story being, if she ended up replacing the party that she had or what ended up happening. And it could be that I'm commingling two separate stories. That could be a reality as well, because I do talk to hundreds of people every week. But I remember it was a loft, it was in the city, and it was a bathrobe and alcohol, and she was a cleaner. So I'm hoping that I've got the story correct. For those, and I believe it happened to another cleaner, and they had reached out on what to do, and I had to kind of walk them through. And it was a house, the builders, you know, they build in segments, right? And it was similar to what we did with, you know, two houses that looked similar, but one house was actually yellow and the other one was beige. And there were other identifying markers. I guess the person had sent over photos and the number was just one digit off. So instead of being 4449, it was like 4448 or whatever it wasn't. And it wasn't, maybe it wasn't eight, maybe it was seven, because we know that some streets, one side is even and the other street is odd. So it was really close digits. So it just happens, definitely.
And I would say, like, when you guys do your interviews with your future clients, you know, I always recommended a real estate lockbox that you have the code to. Obviously, you can either buy one and they can, like, you get it back when you leave. Yep. Or they can purchase it and keep it. But I recommend doing the lockbox, so that way you know when you do go to the right house that they have the lockbox. I recommend a garage code. So getting a garage code if they have garages. And then if they say, well, we want to hide a key, then definitely don't put it underneath your mat. Get that.
Everybody puts it under mat.
Or a rock.
Right. A rock. It's by the flower pot underneath the rock that's over to the right, not the rock to the left. And you're like, well, what's under the rock to the left?
You know, I had this client, and we've talked about this client before that I had. I remember when he first started, I'm like, he didn't want to do a lockbox. So I was like, okay. And then he's like hiding it under his doormat. I'm like, no, we can't hide it under your doormat. So then he gives me this long, I felt like, and this is just tells you how old I am, but family circle. I felt like the family circle when they do that comic, when their little feet prints go all over the place. He was like giving me this long old like list, like a map to follow to find this key. And I'd be like, go out in the backyard, go through the gate, and then you have to go over to the grill part. And then it was like, then you have to look under this part of the grill, but then you have to remove this part of the grill to get to the key. And I was like a whole flipping, you know, scavenger hunt for a key. So I recommend lock boxes.
You forget the key in there and then you start a barbecue. I mean, what happens then?
No, and then I had to put the key back. So I was like, had to go through this whole thing of like putting the key back and then taking a picture to make sure I showed him where the key was, you know, like I put it back. But no, like lock boxes, you guys, I highly recommend the real estate lock boxes. It's a great investment and it'll help you prevent from going to the wrong house.
Definitely. And remember that in some states, if you were to lose the key, hypothetically speaking, you have to pay to have their whole house rekeyed, especially if they have different locks. Like if it's not one universal key that fits all the doors, having a locksmith come and rekey a house can be very expensive. So the lock box, and it could be an insurance thing too, right? Some insurance companies won't even insure you if you take on homeowner's keys because of the whole theft thing. So be careful and knowing what the laws are in the area that you're servicing. And if you have a person who wants to give you a key and you don't want the responsibility of having to manage keys, because at one point, I believe we had like 350 keys for homes in the area. And we had it was all coded and locked and the whole deal. But it was an extra thing to manage. I'm like, who didn't put key number blah, blah, blah back? And no one would know where the key was. I'm like, oh,
right. Yeah, make your job easier and don't have keys. Let them have the keys. And
right. So make sure you are, if they're apprehensive over the lockbox, tell them it's a security thing and they're in control of it. If it's a cost thing, you can add it into their initial cleaning. They're like, they used to be $29. I haven't looked to see how much they are recently. But you can just pad your bill in an extra $29 plus tax and shipping, and boom, it's theirs. That way you're not having to chase around a lockbox from a homeowner who's now mad at you and doesn't want to give the lockbox back because they're trying to have control over whatever went down. And then just it's cost of doing business, right? Just in and out. And then you're not having to manage another thing.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. And I can tell you many times when real estate agents wouldn't give me the code to the lockbox until they arrived. Just like,
oh my gosh.
Seriously, like you can't go into the house until I'm there. I'm like, why?
Like, oh my gosh.
Are you seriously going to make me wait 30 minutes for you to arrive? Yes. I want you to wait there 30 minutes for me and don't go in the house. I'm like, well, I would have come right when you arrived. What time are you going to be here? Right?
Can't wait around. I'm going to charge you for that time that I wait around.
Right. It's just this whole dynamic of, you know, control. So don't put yourself in those situations either.
So Shannon, what can we learn from all this? Like,
opportunities. Right. Communication is key. We have the technology. So you can actually go onto Google and you can Google the address. You can screenshot the address, dump it into your digital calendar system. We use GetJobber. And then they have a view of the house and they look at the address. After they have all the bells and whistles and they don't call you and say, this house doesn't have this extra bathroom, where is it? Then you can go, where are you at? There's no grand piano in this one. Where is it supposed to be? Do not touch grand piano. Do not strum keys.
Hopefully you'll be lucky like me and never had that happen. So.
It's communication. So usually cleaning techs, when they arrive on site and they're newer, usually the ones who've been with me for a while, I don't actually hear from them unless there's an issue. Like there's a dead body on the floor. We can talk about that later. we have a lot of seniors and sometimes, you know, that happens. But just make sure that you are following some sort of communication protocol, checking in. I always used to make my cleaning techs checked in, especially when going far distances. We've talked about security before on other podcasts where, you know, I required a photograph ID from whoever they were servicing 70 miles out. I don't know who this person is, right? I'm responsible for this individual. I don't want anything to happen to them. So if something were to happen, I at least have your ID. So
a lot of CRMs too have like the little check-in. Like I know for the one I used, you know, my employees had to put clock in. Like so when they started the house, they had to say start house. Or when they arrived to the house, they clicked it and it let the customer know that we were there.
Right. And that's great too. If your CRM has it, if you are low tech, then you have to have them physically check in with you while you're figuring out what CRM you're going to use or not use or whatever you decide to do, what's best for your business. But yes, checking the box is really important. There's even What is that security thing that Jamie is talking about? And I forget, she has it for her girls for safety reasons, and I can't think of the name of it. But there's software that you can do to track your cleaners too, if they're not, maybe they're out in the forest and you're working rural and you want to keep track of everyone just for safety reasons.
I know, I use Life 360 for my kids.
That's what it is.
It is.
So that's something to look into as well. So yeah, communication is key. Making sure that they're reading the list. I mean, I know sometimes cleaning techs think that you're just giving them way too much information. They just want to get on with it. But there is a reason why you're putting notes in for each customer. So make each other reading. You know, like I said, they're like, sometimes you'll have one go, where's that third bathroom? I don't see it. And you're like, this one only has two bathrooms. Where are you at? So you just never know. Definitely. But, so yeah, that's the short version of what should happen if your cleaning techs clean the wrong home. Hopefully it won't happen to you.
Yeah. If you guys have podcast ideas, Shannon and I always love to hear them. So send them our way and let us know, you know, if you guys want to hear something that we'd like to talk, like want us to talk about.
Articulation. It's just been one of those days. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate your presence and taking the time to listen to us go on and on and on.
Be sure to share about our podcast and then like it and reviews. We love our reviews. So
beautiful, beautiful. Still looking for sponsors if you know of anyone who is interested in chatting it up with us.
Yes, we love sponsors. Reach out to us. Shannon, how can they reach out to us?
Oh, you can contact us through our official Gmail account at cleaningbusinesslife@gmail.com. And that's CLEANING Business Life. I can start singing, but it'll just be an awful experience. So I'll skip it. Da, 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 boom. Anyway, I'll see you guys all later. Thanks for tuning in.
Bye, guys.
Cleaning Business Life is sponsored by Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products. That's PureEvergreen.com. Pure Evergreen Cleaning Products.